Spirit of the living God, we will welcome you. Do what you alone can do in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glorify Father. Let the Lord of glory be worshipped by the reason of your work in our midst. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 4. Miri kataruboko shikiri mandoroboko supanda. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
Stretching ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are fearful hearts, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and does what? He will come and save you. Today, the Lord is saving. I said, the Lord is saving. The Lord is saving. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rakuriabu shata. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rikatara morokotoriabu shatiri mosanda. Let me say something before we pray. Let me tell you something. I have been struggling. I have different preparations for today. But I have three or four messages for today. But it has been a problem for me to pick one. And I just said, Holy Ghost, I'm not going to do anything. Just take everything. Take it over. Because there are so many burdens upon my heart. And I just look at it. And I just said, now, this is a time that the Holy Ghost will prove himself. He is not going to follow protocol. I refuse to follow protocol. You are not going to follow any protocol. So if I ask you to pray, then when the Holy Spirit wants us to do something, we will do it. This morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to pray for yourself first and foremost. It says, we have started when our brother led the prayer meeting in the morning. I never knew what he was preparing. Never does he know, or did he know what I, the Lord, had put upon my heart, and what mommy, when they were praying. All you see that there is no connection. The Spirit of the Lord is still the same, and he's working in our midst. You know, like somebody who said few days ago, and he said, in this your church, and he said, why are you working together in the Spirit? Whatsoever Pastor Salami says, the same thing you will say. He said, and he said, why is it that all of you are working together? Well, I said, well, it is grace of God, because the Lord sees that we are together in the Spirit. So I want you to walk with, I want to key in into the spirit of this time, and by the power of the Lord today, there will be a story for you. Amen. There will be a testimony for you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are going to pray, and the prayer that you are going to pray today is first, you're going to cry that the Lord will bring strength to your spirit being. The Lord will bring strength to your spirit man. The Lord will bring strength to your soul. The Lord will bring strength and bring fire. Lord, let this life receive fire. Lord, let this life receive strength. Let there be fire upon my spirit, upon my soul. Lord, I've been cold. I've been weary. I've been tired. I've been sick. Lord, spiritually sick. I'm just looking like a bamboo. I'm just standing like a baboon, looking like an animal. I cannot move. I cannot do anything. I'm just sitting there. I cannot do anything. Lord, give me fire upon my spirit. Lord, set my spirit upon, set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my soul on fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, set my spirit on fire. Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, set your spirit on fire. By the name of the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, that your fire will flow upon this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your fire consume every rubbish. Let your fire consume every debris. Let your fire consume every deposit. Let your fire consume every trash in every life right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every trash that has been settled, every dust over every life, every word the enemy has deposited upon these people's life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every form of weariness, every form of tiredness, by the reason of the power of the living God, we address you, we contend with you, we destroy, in the name of Jesus. Barababas, Zantalaba, Rakata Brakata, Mekayakata Raba. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. Don't mind anyone that is seated beside you. Hold him. If you think you cannot even hold him, by the name of the Lord, I plead with you. Hold the person. Hold the person. Hold the person. As you hold the person, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to declare that every waste that the enemy has deposited in this life. You know what waste means? Debris. You know debris, bobo idoti, egbe, tati kole ori eni. Idoti, bobo shi, bobo nkong, bobo, all manner of things that the devil has deposited. The kingdom of darkness has deposited. All the properties that they have deposited. All the things that has blocked the flow of God, flow of life, flow of grace, flow of mercy, flow of joy, flow of blessing. All these barriers that have considered themselves a barrier hindering this life. Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your hand uproot them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rikata yakata praka maria kosheke, every waste of sin, iniquity, all manner of habitual wickedness, all manner of wickedness, debris, everything the enemy has deposited in this life, all the things that the wicked has deposited, all the things we craft, familiar spirit, also wickedness have deposited in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all manner of wicked things that they have deposited, all the things that they have dumped, all the things that they have dumped into his life, everything the enemy has dumped into his life, making this life to be a dump site, in the name of Jesus, we approach in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, let your power of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Just keep praying for that person. I'm going to say, Lord, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be a flow. All blockages, you know blockages? When there is a blockage, A blockage when you have a pipe and there is a blockage, your things cannot flow, their things cannot move. And so by the name of the Lord Jesus, all the blockage into the pipe of life, every blockage to the pipe of flow of life, by the name of Jesus, into this life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the blockages, I remove all the blockages, I remove all the blockages, I remove all the blockages, all the things that have blocked this life, whether sin, iniquity, and all these things, all the wickedness that have made this life to be a block, that has blocked this life to flow of life and grace. In the name of Jesus, I remove them. In the name of Jesus, I approach them. In the name of Jesus, I remove all blockages. I remove all blockages. All blockages. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rakataya katagada bagaba. Zikata rabrakata brabakosekete. In Jesus' name we are prayed. The scripture says, what so when two or three agree together, in touching one thing it shall be done for them in heaven. When one chases a thousand, when they become two, the Bible says they will chase how many? We are, and that is the reason why I'm sad. You are taking hold of somebody to pray. You are not praying alone. Don't pray alone. Because we are, when you pray together with someone, it makes more impact. It has more impact upon your life. When you are praying, just make sure, if that person is not praying, just don't worry. The only thing, if you know that the person is not even praying at all, is doing something else, remove your hand from him. Go and join somebody. You are permitted to join another person. Don't allow that person to block your way. We are going to pray by the power of the Most High God. We're going to declare all that has turned the glory of God to shame in this life. Everything that has turned glory to shame. Everything that has made this life to be under shame and disgrace. Under reproach. Oh, Lord. All that has turned the glory to shame. You're going to address those things. In the book of Psalm 3 now, says, they have turned my glory to shame. They have turned my glory to shame. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, all these things that have turned the glory of this life to shame, Father, I agree together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we are removing and uprooting the workings of the shame. We say, Lord, we overturn the shame to glory. We overturn the shame to glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rikata kariabaka, jekata yakarakata, maraprakata ba, jekete rekorobaka, jeka yaka, marakroboko jeke, rimala kroboko jeke rebo, zikrakata yakrabaka dakra, rakrabaka rebrabakraba, jemoroboko roboko zeke reboko zekete, rekrakata karakata kayaka, rakrakata karabaka ja, remakrakata yakrakata, remakrakata karakata, remakrobako jeke kraba, rebrakata, we overturn every shame, we overturn every shame to glory in the name of Jesus. Makaporiapokoriabakuta, rikeponde kepone bakataya, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me give you a few minutes to sit down. The book of Isaiah
chapter 35, 1 to 4. Barakuta. We read again. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for therein. They be glad there for therein. And the desert shall rejoice. And blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly. And rejoice even with joy. And singing the glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. The glory of the Lord, the excellency of the Lord has been faded in so many lives. It has been taken away. The beauty of the Lord has not come forth. People look unto you and they is. You are nothing. People could not see the mark of Christ in you because they see you that what they also go through, you are going through them. The unbelievers see that what is happening to them is also happening to them, to you. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that has been operating upon your life, that has made the excellency of God's glory to be removed and turned to something else, that power is terminated today. Is hereby terminated. Is hereby terminated. In the name of Jesus. When the scripture says the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad. If we understand what it means to experience wilderness, wilderness experience is an experience where heaven is close upon a life. When things are hard, difficult, you struggle, you do not even know the end of what you are going through. It is time when life seems to be hard, as if you are the only one on earth. The Bible did not leave us with that wilderness. It talks about the solitary. That solitary is an experience when a man feels that, look, no person cares. Nobody cares about his life. Nobody loves. Nobody is interested in his life. All that he's going through is as if he is the only one on earth. It's an experience when a man thinks that, look, he has been abandoned by everyone. And all his heart, all that he thinks is what? I think this life does not worth it. It's an experience where
Shame controls the life, and the enemy, no, fills the heart with so many lies. The lies of the devil. It's an experience, it's a life that is, you know, full of so many lies. The enemy tells him, look, can't you see yourself? Is this the place where you are? Is this where your people, is this where your classmates are? Can't you see yourself? Can't you see that somebody else is better than you? Can't you see yourself? That you have read and read and read and read. See your results. Show them anything. And the enemy comes and he feeds that heart with so many lies. And lies. Of course, when you have lies that is being perpetuated, you know, once lies comes and comes and comes and comes and comes, it makes you to believe it, and it becomes a truth to you. Once lies is being perpetuated, it becomes a truth. You know, that is why you see many people look at themselves and say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Solitary life is a life when a man begins to think about the best way of handling issues in his life. By drinking, by taking drug. He takes drug, he drinks. He tries to go to a bar or to a place where he could receive temporary relief. That is a solitude life. A life we are solitary. It's in solitary. And the purpose of the solitary is to make him know continually to be under. Down, 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 down. Before the enemy finally strikes and destroy. And the Bible says, talks about the desert environment, when a man sees that everything is dry, his spiritual life is dry, his relationship with God is dry, no life flowing from the presence of the Lord, he cannot hear from the throne of the Father, he cannot say this is what God says concerning this matter. He has no relationship with God. It's a desert place. That is, there is no life at all. When he moves in a desert environment, he just sees that he's just living. Even when he goes to school, he does everything in the school. Everything about his life is desert, dry. But I rejoice in the wonders of God. The Bible says, in the midst of all this wilderness, solitary, desert, and the scripture says, they shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. That the Lord can turn solitary to a place of joy. That the Lord is going to turn your solitary to a place of joy. He's going to turn your wilderness to a place of rose. A place of beauty, a place of glory, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, you are going to rejoice. And that is the joy that fills my heart. That in spite of all, that's whether you have been in solitary, or you have been in wilderness, or you have been in desert, I have a good news. that things will change today for you. That your story will change in the name of Jesus. A man who had some, you know, the scripture, I mean, the time will not permit us. We have so many people who had experience of solitary and desert and what do you call it now? And wilderness experience. But I want to tell you, there was a man, let's just use this one as an example. There was a man who had the experience of solitary. And that man, all that he had, and the woman rather, all that she had got lost. The only son she had, the enemy struck and killed the son. A complete wilderness experience, a complete desert experience. And when that happened, everybody around him was mourning with her. Everybody around her was mourning with her. And they thought, oh, everything was finished. But suddenly, as they were carrying the corpse of the man out of the city, suddenly, what happened? They met the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Today, I don't know whether the case has been closed, but you have come to meet Christ, who is changing your story. There is no closed case before the Lord. There is no case that is closed. So why must you quit? I'm asking you, why are you quitting? Why do you want to quit? It's just a deception of the devil. If the enemy is telling you, why don't you quit? Why don't you withdraw? Why don't you withdraw? This God, this sin of a God that you are talking about. Huh? Why don't you quit? You think God loves you? I want to tell you today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, as you are meeting him, what happened? If that woman met the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, suddenly, she met Jesus suddenly. And once she, immediately she met Jesus, something happened. What happened? What happened to her life? Things, the story changed. And Jesus went to the prayer where the boy or the man was laid. The people were carrying. And he said, okay, this man, rise up. And the story changed immediately. Your story will change today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your story will change in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are stepping out of desert today. You are stepping out of wilderness today. You are stepping out of solitude today. In the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus, step out for wilderness. Step out. Step out. Step out. Rise on your feet. 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 Stand up on me. As a soldier, stand up. It's not the time to drag. It's not the time to drag. Nobody's dragging here. This is a time of warfare. This is a time of blessing. This is a time of God's visitation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up. Rise up. Today, you might will declare, you're going to end your wilderness experience. You are ending your desert experience. You are ending your solitude, your solitary experience. You are ending it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you are ending it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you like to pray with me? Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you. Because you are my God, I surrender and submit myself to you today. In the power of the Spirit of the Lord, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come out wilderness. Wilderness of the world. Wilderness of poverty. Wilderness of struggling. Wilderness of sorrow. Wilderness of lack. Wilderness of failure. In the name of Jesus. Would you like to go and pray? Would you like to pray on your own? Would you like to open your mouth and pray on your own? Enough is enough. You must step out of the wilderness. Come out, come out. Command your spirit to come out. Command your soul to come out. You are stayed in the wilderness, Lord. You are stayed in the wilderness. Wilderness of sickness. Wilderness of affliction. Wilderness of decision. Wilderness of backwardness. Wilderness of delay. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the reason of the power of the Lord, I stand in the name of Jesus. Command your spirit out of wilderness. Command your soul out of wilderness. Command your life out of wilderness. Command as you come out from this wilderness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out from the wilderness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out, come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rekatayaba, Lama Rabababa, Rama Rabababa, 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 Marakata, Rokotoporobo Shakata Yakata, Zikata, in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says in the book of Psalm 2, verse 7. I'm going to read something for you to hear it. Psalm 2, verse 7, please. Read, look at it again. Psalm 2, verse 7. Says, I will do what? I will declare what? I will declare the decree. Decree. If you like, close your mouth. Don't declare it. The scripture himself says, I will declare the decree. Huh? The Lord has said unto me. It came to a point that the psalmist says, look, the decree is I'm going to declare it. And when I declare it, heaven activates it. Heaven supports it and move it. He said, I will declare it. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. If you like, close your mind. If you like, be looking at me. Huh? By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will get my home. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we are addressing every solitary situation in your life now. We are addressing all the solitary situation. Solitary. And we are going to come out from every solitary situation, every sorrow, issue of sorrow in your life, everything that makes you to sigh, everything that makes you to go down, everything that you think about, and you look at it and say, why me? And you still look at it and say, why me? Why am I going through this thing? What is it? Why should I go through? After all, Lord, I did not do this thing. And you want to say today, all the solitary situation, every solitary situation in my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, according to the word of God, I will declare a decree that your hand has come by the word of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare a decree, in the name of the Lord Jesus, everything that makes me to cry, secret cry, secret cry, Jesus, secret we cry, oh yes, tonight, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, things that make me to feel lonely, that make me to feel lonely, to make me to be rejected, to feel that I'm rejected, to feel that I'm lonely, I'm rejected, I'm ashamed, forget in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come out, my spirit come out from this solitary, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, yeah, kata, yeah, kata, yeah, kata, yeah, kata. Marakoya, mekere babo, koshekere babo, zaka la braba, kalabaria baga, ya kata, me probo, robo, koshekere kete, zaka la braba, kata, ya bala, zekere ko probo. All the issues that makes you to fear, it makes you to be tense up. It makes you to be tense up. Oh yes, you cannot even explain. All manner of harassment, all manner of intimidation. The one that happens to you in the dream, the one that happens to you before your people, before your brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yesterday, I cheer the gate. I command the gate broken and come out from solitary. I come out from solitary. I come out from solitary. I come out from solitary. In the name of Jesus. Rakatarababa. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are dealing with the issue of wilderness. Wilderness, hardship. Dryness. Dryness in your life. All manner of dryness. All manner of struggle. Where you are struggling. Things that are, you know, to other people, things will be easy. But when it comes to your own, it is struggle. It is struggle. It is struggle. There is one error or the other. It will be at your time that they discover that there is a mistake. It will be at your time they discover that there is an error. Others will go through. But when it comes to your time, your own, they will give one excuse to your other why your own cannot move. You like to address this matter? It's a matter of wilderness. It's a matter of wilderness. And say, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command the gate of wilderness to be open for me. I open and I come out. I open the gate that the enemy has closed. I go, I open. I open. I open. I open. I break loose. In the name of the power of the Most High, I break loose. In the name of Jesus, and I send out. I command my spirit out from this wilderness. Enough of wilderness. Enough of wilderness. Enough of wilderness. Enough of wilderness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, wilderness, wilderness, all manner of wilderness that the enemy has put you. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that I made you to be in perpetually working perpetually, working against God's will in your life. It has been making, has made you to be a slave, to be a slave to drug, a slave to drinking, a slave to women, a slave to girls, a slave to iniquity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those wilderness, oh, must come out. Get out from the sin. Get out from iniquity. Come out from every rubbish, from everything the enemy has put on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Marakoto robo sekata zekata bala bariaba remoro bobo yema sekata yakata yakata limaraba reketeria. All man of depression, we address you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All man of depression, all man of way, you are a witness experience, you are in Gurati Gurai, die. You are labeled a wilderness. I command by the authority of the word of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, set these people free. Set your spirit for the spirit free. Leave. Let your be destroyed. Let barrier be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. I'm going to sing a song. I don't know. It's a local song. But it ministers to me.
And as we sing that song, we have not done one tenth of where we are going. But wherever the Holy Spirit asks us to stop, we are going to stop. I told you that I have so many bodies. But I pray that the Lord is going to help us.
Iye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se Oyeye o
Oyeye
Jemu oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se Oya Oyeye Olorun ma jemu Oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu pa ma jemu re Ogoye Olorun ma jemu o Oba to fi ma jemu tun ma jemu se
We are now looking at the power of covenant. We are looking at the power of covenant. The God of covenant is what we are going to cry upon your life, upon my life, upon this assembly. When there is covenant that is higher than all covenant, the covenant of the blood of Jesus, is the covenant that destroys every other covenant. And the covenant of the blood of Jesus repairs every other covenant. Today, everyone that is under any evil covenant, that any covenant has been working over your life, covenants of the dead, covenant of ancestral spirit, covenant from your kingdom, from your father, from your mother, whatsoever what your mother and father they have entered into. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are raising the power that is above all power, the covenant in the blood of Jesus, to wipe them away, to destroy all the other covenant that have been speaking vengeance, that has been speaking, oh, that has been avenging over you. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we're going to cry unto heaven. We are going to cry unto heaven. Every covenant that has been speaking over me. Evil covenant that has been speaking over my life. Oh, evil covenant that has been speaking. Oh, evil covenant. Oh, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, All the evil covenants, yekata yakata kalia, maka yakata, maka poliaka shekata, covenant of sickness, covenant of affliction, covenant of death, at a particular time, by the name of the Lord Jesus, signed with the power of the cry, covenant of the blood of Jesus, covenant of the blood of the Lamb, covenant of the blood of Jesus, for years in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the power of the covenant, by the reason of the power of the covenant, covenant of the blood, oh, cancel, destroy, broke cross, abolish, abort, all evil covenant that is speaking over any of this life in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the covenant of delay, covenant of delay, of barrenness, all manner of covenant of struggle that made that you are under the yoke and burden of struggle, you are under burden of hardship, burden of difficulty, burden of disease, burden of oppression, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that covenant is hereby torn into pieces by the power of the covenant of the blood, by the power of the covenant of the blood, by the power of the covenant of the blood. That covenant is torn, is broken, is shattered, is broken, is shattered, is destroyed, is crushed and broken in the name of Jesus. Zakata hiaboria bosaka reketeria raka 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 dayakata mara probobo zekele baba baba in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Finally, as the pastor will come, I make declaration. Let me tell you something. Goliath, was a champion in Gath. Goliath was a champion in Gath, and he thought he could be a champion in Israel. But David knew who he served. He knew what God that he served, and David had to address him. Look, you were a champion, not in Israel, it was in Gath. So you cannot bring your authority to my life. You cannot execute your authority over our jurisdiction. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to address every issue in your life, whether sickness, whether the enemy has been saying he has been a champion over any life, he has been claiming anything and saying, don't you know that this is what happened to you, to your brother? Don't you know what happened to your sister? Don't you know what happened to your mother? Don't you know? And you are saying, yes, that you are a champion to them, but you are not my champion. And so, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatsoever that you are going, the enemy is tormenting you, by the name of Jesus, put a stop upon it now. Put a stop. Decree that is broken. He cannot be your champion. Jesus is my champion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you praying? If you ask us to dance, we will dance. Are you praying?
Rumama kampa papa rubobokos kampa liga gasampa liga. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Everybody stand on your feet. Everybody stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. We are going to do a few things now. The Spirit of the living God is one. As I sat down there, the Lord gave me a word of prophecy for somebody in particular. I don't know who the person is, whether it's a brother, whether it's a sister. And apart from that, the Lord gave me some revelation in the eye of, from the eye of the Spirit. And as I was sitting down, somebody now came and brought, God showed somebody in this congregation a vision. He wrote it and said, but I will call him to come and say it. I'll call him to come and don't scratch your head. God show you, so you don't have to be afraid. Now, come here, come and tell the church. He wrote it here, but I thought it's better you say it with your mouth.
Praise the Lord. While we were praying this morning, the Lord revealed unto me, I was led to a vision and I saw Daddy stretching forth his hand and blessing the congregation. So as I was seeing that vision, the Lord told me that Daddy would have to come to the front and bless the congregation. But for the congregation to receive that miracle and instant testimony, it requires for every person in the church to connect into that declaration, into that throne at that moment. Because the Lord said there are miracles right now in his presence, that people are going to receive instant miracles and testimonies. So the Lord said that Daddy and Pastorate should stretch forth their hand and bless the congregation.
Praise the Lord. Now we are going to do that. Let me just say quickly that what the Lord spoke to me, say I should test someone here, that God say, I see your pains. I feel your trauma. But today, I have chosen to honor my word in your life. That is number one. Number two, the Lord showed me from the Holy Spirit. I don't know whether it's one person, whether two people, I don't know, because we see in part, we prophesy in part. God, the devil is trying to manipulate some people's lives. You saw, and there are three categories I'm going to mention. So we are going to, I don't know, I'll be asking God how do I go about it. We are not going to lay, I don't think I'm going to lay on some people. We just go and make declaration, and then the Lord will do what we do. You find yourself in the dream, you are back on a journey in that dream. And in that dream, that it was confusing, and at the end of the day, you didn't even get your destination until you woke up. Today, the Lord is going to abort every plan of the enemy to make your journey to terminate away in the mighty name of Jesus. So those people, they will come here. Secondly, you find yourself struggling in the dream. And even that struggle, it did not even lead into victory until you woke up. Number three, you see yourself conversing with the dead in your dream. The aim is not to kill you, but to kill your dream and to kill your effort. Those who are in the past, come out quickly here and come and meet me here.
Today, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Everybody in the congregation, I'm going to pray for everybody. Just lift your hands unto the Lord. Everybody. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, these hands that are lifted up, whatever force is trying to pull down their lives, Lord, today, pull it down in the mighty name. These hands that are lifted up, whatever power is trying to terminate their destiny, Lord, today, take them away in the mighty name of Jesus. Now in this country, let chains be broken. Let chains be broken. Let yoke be broken. By the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody that is in wilderness, Lord, today,
Let the wilderness life be terminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Every journey that the enemy wants to abort in this life, Lord, today I terminate that plan in the mighty name of Jesus. No more abortion of destiny. No more abortion of dream. In the mighty name of Jesus. There is no linkage between the land of the living and the land of the dead. Every message from the pit of hell, every communication from the land of the dead unto your life, Lord, today I obstruct it, I terminate it, I put a hand on it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every force that wants to bury your destiny, Lord, today I bury them in the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that is working against your life, Lord, today I bring them under the footstool of the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. As many as are ready to connect with this grace, with this prayer now, Father, wrought miracle in their lives. Lord, deliver us in their lives.
Amen.
Let there be healing in their lives.
Amen.
Let there be turnaround in their lives.
Amen.
Let there be signs and wonders.
Amen.
Let there be a new testimony.
Amen.
Let today be the beginning of a new life.
Amen.
A new joy.
Amen.
A new destiny.
Amen.
Fulfillment of dreams.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we bless your name.
You.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.